There's a story, you know, we have this guy that follows us called the I'm a Fakeologist. Well, I can't remember his name. Doesn't matter. But he's got there's a story I was going to send to you and give you a chance to digest. It's a story about how possibly all the Montreal Canadian wins were fixed.
Oh, wow.
This year? Great.
No,
the Stanley Cup.
The Stanley Cup.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to send it to you because the next time you're embroiled in one of the Habs, Leafs, you know, thing online, you should just say, oh, yeah.
Is it serious?
I don't know. I haven't had a chance to look at it.
No, because I've heard those theories that they had the market cornered for all French players in Quebec and nobody else could touch them or something, so it was an unfair advantage. That's been disputed.
I thought they got two per year or something like that.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure they faked birth certificates, so Yvonne Cornoyer was really Larry Holmes. Yeah.
No, I've met him. Believe me, he's French.
He is French.
A quick American.
It's from some conspiracy site. You'll love this. The Montreal Canadiens dynasty was fixed. I'm going to send this to you. You'll love this. The whole thing.
Is it serious?
I don't know, man.
I mean, there's lots of bullet points.
Lots of bullet points, thank you.
I would love to think that's true, but I gotta believe it's like, they're not serious, are they? The games were still played.
Yeah, I'll send this to you. It's just, it's absurd.
As much as I'd love that to be true.
You know, there's a lot of things that, you know, we're going to leave this planet not really knowing the answer to. You know, there's a lot of things that go on in the world, and I mentioned this, that are happening at a level above, you know, even people we know that are connected. But one thing I really hope we get a chance to prove to these people is that the Earth is not flat. Like, I just feel horrible. These people are walking around going, no, they're going to conventions.
Oh, my God.
These conspiracy people, they go to conventions, flat earthers, and they babble at each other. I mean, in a way, it's almost like a new religion for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way to, they worship the idea that the Earth, I know. Every argument they have a counter argument.
No. When I hear about this, I think, what is their underlying purpose? Because deep down, not one of them thinks the Earth is flat.
I don't know.
What is the motive?
Community.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
They want to belong.
Because they know it's not flat.
Well, they would tell you that they need friends. They would tell you that they do deep down believe that it's flat. And that they've been lied to by everyone from Plato to NASA.
It's just, well, goes without saying, it's bizarre. But sometimes I think they all sit in a room like, nudging each other going, oh, yeah, look, we're getting some attention.
They're not that clever.
No.
I know you'd like to think so. There was a shot from the golf coverage this weekend. Was at in San Diego at Torrey Pines. Beautiful, beautiful cliffs overlooking the ocean. And they had the way they shot it from the blimp. They used this camera, whatever that fisheye is, and it showed the curvature of the earth. It was really cool. It was a great shot. And even those golf guys at one point, as they were going to commercial, you know, it was like, well, there's a shot of the curvature of the earth. And they paused and went, I know there's some people out there that don't believe it. I was like, yes, the flat earthers.
So why is the sun round? You can see that.
Yeah. And so
why is the moon round? You can see that, but the earth is flat.
Yeah, what is the logic? I've never clicked on any of their.
Oh, if you want to have some fun, go check out the flat earthers online.
I saw the rat last night. I couldn't. I had insomnia. Apparently,